Also, today's shiur is a special schus for Besura Stavos for Sara Edel, Bas Elisheva Miriam. Our shiur begins. Ze Korban Aaron Uvanov. This is the offering of Aaron and his sons, Asher Yakrivu LaShem, which each shall offer to Hashem. The Medrash in Yalkut Shmoni cites Rav Idi, who relates that David HaMelech had a special desire to be makriv the korbanos that had been brought by the Nesiim. In truth, Bnei Israel brought many korbanos. What was unique about the korbanos of the Nesiim that David HaMelech so longed to bring? The Gemara in Soita tells us that the Maase Yodav of both Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech were so great that no one was able to dismantle what they had built. If David HaMelech would have built a Beis HaMikdash, it would have never been destroyed. We would then still have the original Bayis Rishon, and David HaMelech would be able to offer the Korbanos of a Nasi. David HaMelech was really hoping and praying that he would build the Beis HaMikdash, which would then never be destroyed. He was also hoping that he would be the one to bring the korban of the Nasi, as David was a melech and also a Nasi. But Hashem didn't wish this to happen. As we know, David HaMelech was not chosen to build the Beis HaMikdash because he was a warrior. He had been involved in Milchama, and the Beis HaMikdash was not destined to be eternal. There is a special offering that is described in the Nevuah of Yecheskel HaNavi during the 7th month period of the inauguration of the 3rd Beis HaMikdash. The 3rd Beis HaMikdash will be the final Beis HaMikdash and will stand forever. It is interesting that we note that the Beis HaMikdash in the future will stand forever. It will be everlasting. And so too, it is only with the koach of David HaMelech that even the first Beis HaMikdash was created. The first Beis HaMikdash was built. It is because of the dreams of the people who wish to accomplish in Klal Yisrael. Because of their dreams, many binyanim are built. Binyanim that in the future will be everlasting. Hashem Yisparach tells us, when a person has a dream of Ruchnius, that dream we can build on. The great Baba V'Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha Reb Shlomo, once said, Lo Yichba B'Laylo Neira, that the flame does not go out in the night. He translated it and interpreted it in the following way. If a person in the middle of the night has a dream, and in that dream, they want to do something for Klal Yisrael, they want to build something, they want to establish something, Lo Yichba B'Laylo Neira, they should get up immediately and do something concrete towards that end, and they will be Matzliach. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir Nezer HaShimshon. I wish everyone, Me'umka Deliba, Besuras Tavas, Yeshuas, V'Nechamos.